Welcome to the History Vault.
Welcome in to another edition of the History Vault with Linda Rafus and Kathleen Stitt. I'm Dan McLaren, and we're going to talk today. We're going to do part three about the streets and the places around Liverpool. Good morning, Linda and Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
So it looks like we got some nice weather finally around Liverpool, Queens County. And yeah, we've got all the nice weather, Kathy, just when Linda's getting ready to leave to go to another country.
Oh, and believe me, it will be beautiful. Their spring is further ahead than ours. The gorse will be in bloom in the hills, and the bluebells will be in bloom, and all of the rhododendrons will be in bloom, and that's why we go in May. And it's lambing season, and the Highland cows will be everywhere in the herds, and it's just the most beautiful time of year to go to Scotland.
Well, I know you're going to have a good time. I know it's not your first trip, so
no.
I'm sure you're going to miss not being on the History Vault.
I will. No.
But we may record a couple of shows and just keep them, and and maybe Kathy and I will talk about whether we'll play them or not.
Ooh. We'll talk about what? What will I miss?
Never mind.
Anyway, we got to get going.
Listen
here,
so. Now, you remember, I can take QCCR with me when I'm over there, remember?
That's right, folks. Don't forget, we got the app, and you can take that app with you. And I know Linda's going to download that app.
I already have it downloaded.
So
it's good.
I.
Yeah, that's right. I have it on my cell phone, and I'm taking that with me.
Everybody she meets over there, she's going to show them. Get the QCCR app. So by the time you get back, we hope to have 1,000 new listeners.
There you go.
Anyway, let's talk about some of the more famous places around here. I think last week we were going to talk about Shipyard Lane, but we ran out of time. So.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a good place to start because that's probably one of the most interesting places in Liverpool's history, our shipbuilding history. It's an awesome part of our history. And everybody knows, I would think, where Shipyard Lane is, what's today we call Henry Henze Drive, in that area from the old Legion over to the fire hall. That would have been known, and actually, what would we call it? It's that point of land, that's for sale there, just as you round the corner. There's like a little rental place there. That actually was a shipbuilding yard, and that's where Shipyard Lane pretty well got its name, because there wouldn't have been the Henry Henze Drive wouldn't have been there. The street actually, or the lane, would have been from the fire hall end, and it would have only taken you down to the shipyard. And the house that was torn down a number of years ago by the region, it would have sat right there. It was the old MacLeod house. And that was old Captain Saul's house, Solomon MacLeod. But he was of the family of the great shipbuilder, Roby MacLeod, which would have, if anybody remembers Walter MacLeod, that was Walter's grandfather. So Roby was a great shipbuilder here, and he worked in many of those shipyards. At one time there was 12 shipyards here out there in the harbor. But that's where Shipyard Lane got its name. It was just that little tiny street, and we have some great photographs in our collection at the museum, thanks to Walter's dad, Hector MacLeod, of a lot of the big ships that were built down there on Shipyard Lane, in that shipyard, and across by lanes in the Bristol shipyard, and they were everywhere here. So Shipyard Lane, that little point of land there that's bare now, looking out over the Mersey, has a great deal of history on it, and one that shouldn't be forgotten. Shipbuilding was a huge industry in this county before the forestry, before Bowater came along. Shipbuilding was it.
And there, I think that's the area that the developers now are trying to call Shipyard Point to build.
That's right, Dan.
Townhouses or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there. Shipyard Point. Yep.
So that's where it is, folks. If you come down, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know, building houses right along the waterfront. I I guess I'm, I've got my own opinion. I think I'll just keep that quiet. I think it's wonderful that we have such great views of the water, and it'd be a shame to see them.
You know, with being that whole part of the river there, talking about there being shipbuilding yards, and that being where Shipyard Lane got its name, I just wish that we've tried to put a few of them on our pages, on our Facebook pages, but if you could see the harbor, our river, by the bridge, of what it looked like in its day, between the Stenpro Wharf, what's today, well, it's not Stenpro Wharf, but there, right up to Shipyard Point, if you could see the photographs of these massive ships that are there, it's unbelievable what this harbor looked like in its day. So Shipyard Lane, Shipyard Point, all shipyard.
Yeah, it's hard to believe they could build the quantity or the number of ships in what's a relatively small area compared to today when they build a ship. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it takes huge buildings, and of course ships are much bigger and stuff. But anyway, enough of that. We have to move into the current town of Liverpool, which, you know, I learned a couple of weeks ago that Liverpool wasn't where it is today. It was originally started out a little bit out of town, or what today we consider out of town. But let's talk about some of the current streets and the current Liverpool streets, like Waterloo, Church Street, Union Street, Gorham Street. I know where that one came from.
Did we do a show on that?
Old Bridge Street. I mean, you know, Kathy, why don't you take a shot at those?
Well, just to build on the picture that Linda started last week with, you know, where the town started and continuing on with the shipbuilding. When they first founded this town, and as we mentioned before, the actual town site was quite far up the river as compared to today. What is actually now downtown Liverpool was almost like the industrial park. It was consisted of many things called a fish lot, which is basically 45 feet wide and goes up about two blocks. So if you had a fish lot on this side of the river, you would have your land from the edge of the water all the way up to approximately where Waterloo Street is today. So long and narrow, and it was to give you access to the river and access to dry your fish, a nice place to dry your fish, and thus they named the fish lot. So as you were coming from the town towards Fort Point, you'd be going through different fish lots, and as Linda just mentioned, shipbuilding people, instead of drying fish, built shipbuilding areas here. And really, at the beginning of the town, there was not that many houses down this end. I mean, of course, there was the Perkins House and Captain Bartlett Barrett's house down at Fort Point, and Dexter's Tavern down at Fort Point, and a few other taverns, I'm told, down there.
Well, you have something to do down there.
Fady Phillips. Don't forget Fady Phillips.
Don't forget Fady Phillips' tavern down there. And a few other houses that are up from the beginning of time. But basically, this was outside town. So it's kind of funny that when they started to actually, they laid out the streets at the beginning of the construction of the town, but they didn't really build the streets. This was essentially a cow path for a long time, and then they developed. At first, it had the name Main Street, then it became Water Street, but then another street became Water Street. It's really interesting what things happen around here. But, I mean, you start down at Union Street. It was sort of there again as a path, but doesn't really become a street until around 1860. And it was a place to, it originally led up the street to join with the old Port Mattoon Road that we had talked to, and also to the White Point Road that we have talked about before. Moving up, going towards town here, the next street you're going to come across is Old Bridge Street, and that's very well named. As you can guess, there wasn't a bridge at the end of the street. Approximately at the end of the street that now stands where the graveyard or the burial ground is, approximately where that empty spot is, you have to remember that back in this day, the parking lot did not exist. As we said, they were wharves and shipbuilding areas. So the waterfront would have been quite close to the now Main Street. So the bridge was built from about that spot over to the island that's still out there in the middle of the harbor, and then over to the point of land that is now grassy at Lanes. So that was the original bridge. That's the original name.
Which was called Dean's Point.
Which was called, the point at Lanes was called Dean's Point. And that's where the old Bridge Street came from. Mm. Now moving a little bit backwards, we have Legion Street, which at, until recently, about 10 years ago when they moved the Legion, the original Legion for Queens, for Liverpool, was built at the end of a wharf. And so it was the street that led from the main street to the Legion. So obviously that Legion Street is very well named. Mm-hmm. Now Church Street is very interesting because there were buildings on Church Street before there was a church, before there was a build, before there was a street. The Trinity Church was built in 1821. The Roman Catholic Church was built in 1829. There was a few houses built in the early part of the 1840s. But finally, in 1860, they decided to make it a street. And like I said, it had already been laid out in the original town plan, but nobody had actually put the street in. So obviously, when they decided to name the street, because it had two churches on it, they named it Church Street. Mm. Now, Gorham and College Street, as you mentioned, you already know about why Gorham Street is called Gorham, since mm-hmm. where the Gorhams lived. Again, it was one of those streets that didn't really exist. It was basically a walking path up to the Temperance Hall and up to the Little Gorham School, not these big school. College Street obviously led to Gorham mm-hmm. College, which burnt down only about a few years after it started. And School Street's kind of a strange one because we can't figure out where the school was.
I don't know, like anything that we read, it seems to have been in the area of what I call the old Selden House and up, mm-hmm. like further up, and even maybe on that same side of the road.
It's very confusing.
Never been put on a map, has it? Any of the old maps that we've looked at? No, but it's in that general area, the one that Perkins talks about in his in his diary.
Yeah. And so that would be like when you're thinking about the street today, from Main Street to Church Street area, there is this sort of a flattish land where, like, as Linda said, if anybody's of our age, they know it's the old Selden House, but it's the first few houses on that street. And we just can't find out where it was. We know it was there, but we're not quite exactly sure.
This has nothing to do with what the streets are that he's talking about. But this is like a, did you know? And maybe we talked about this on a, but when Kathy talks about School Street and Old Bridge Street, you know, all we ever think about is, did you know there's someone buried in the middle of School Street? And did you know there's someone buried in the middle of Old Bridge Street? That's what we seem to think about when we talk about those two streets, the poor old guys that are buried there.
Well, of course, and that's based on the old tradition that if you commit suicide, your spirit will wander. So by putting it in a place where traffic will travel over it, it keeps your spirit down and you can rest easy.
Yeah. So they're still there.
They're still there. The final street I'd like to talk about is Waterloo Street. Obviously, it was named after the 1815 Battle of Waterloo. It was a way to honor, again, our British roots. And It's a really interesting street in the fact that it didn't always go down to the waterfront. It sort of started on the School Street Hill part and then go that way. And then all of a sudden people said, oh, look, waterfront. Let's go down there and start building. So you'll notice the age of the houses, the original street, older houses. Mm-hmm. Then when you go down to the waterfront area, much newer houses. So that's basically how down most of the streets in downtown Liverpool, they all had little stories behind them of what was or what could be.
Mm. Well, staying in Liverpool, we're going to talk about, QCCR is located at Market Street and Main Street today. And Linda's going to tell us about Water Street, which is, I think, now Main Street, Wentworth Street, Carton Street, Reece Street. Reece Street's a kind of a cool little street. I use it as a shortcut to get out of town sometimes.
Out of town?
I know. I was just thinking
that. Yeah, it was just the way you said that. Well, get out of town?
Well, to take that long trip over to Brooklyn, you know. It's make those arrangements to have to leave town and take my lunch and go all the way to Brooklyn. So let's talk about those.
Well, so I don't have my paper with me to remember all those streets. So let's see. There was Market Street, Water Street,
Reese
and Carton, and Wentworth.
So we're
kind of all in the general area. And you know, except for Carton and Reese, and maybe Wentworth. Wentworth, of course, you know, everybody has to visualize in their heads where a lot of these streets are, because when you start talking about Carton, Reese, Wentworth, and even Water, some of the locals will go, where's that? Because you don't travel them a lot, right? So Wentworth is across from the Perkins House, that little side street that goes down towards Stenpro. And that, of course, is named after Governor Wentworth at the time when all the streets were being laid out in those early days. That's who, like Amherst and Brunswick, and the streets were being chosen for people. So that street, of course, was chosen after Governor Wentworth at the time, who used to come once in a while and have tea with Simeon Perkins. So that's where that street name came from, Wentworth. And then Water Street, well, Water Street speaks for itself because it runs parallel with the river. And so there's really not a whole lot to say about Water Street. That's why. And then Market Street. Market Street, again, goes along with Water Street because of all of the industry. And again, we go back to that shipbuilding history. The shipyards that were on the other side of the bridge, like the parking lot side of the bridge and upriver, that's where the big hulls would be built. Well, then when they would be sent this way towards the bridge, which at the time, you must remember that that old bridge was a swing bridge. So when they would send the hulls out to come down and have their sails, once they were sparred up and they would have their sails put on them, a lot of the sail lofts were down here on the Market Street end. But at the same time, there were what would have been known as markets. People would have shopped here. So Market Street got its name from the marketing area that it used to be with little general stores or bakery goods or that any of the industry that it would have been. It was a market area. So that's where Market Street got its name from. But I love... and I told you this first, Dan. I love the little write-up that I read about Carton and Reese because I remember it. Because the we talked about at some point in any of the radio programming of all the families that have ever come here. But there were late families that came, and We refer to people who move into the area today. You'll hear them be referred to as come from a ways. I didn't realize until reading about Carton and Reese Street that they were named after families who moved to the area and lived on, like, these are little tiny short streets. So they, because they lived on them, that's what the street became known. So it was the Carton family and the Reese family. And they came later to, they moved later to town. They were business people, had stores here on Main Street. But the people of Liverpool, when you came later, it was like come from a ways. They were called Johnny Come Latelys. And I just kind of snickered at that. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, even back then they had a term for people who moved into the area. So yeah. Johnny Come Latelys.
So we're just carrying on a tradition, Dan.
Yes, come from a ways.
And here for a minute, I thought we were maybe going to get a street named after us. But instead of that,
Dan the Man Street.
Dan the Man.
All right, well, now we're going to move away from streets, and we're going to talk about rivers for a minute. We've got some great rivers here. The Mersey River, beautiful. Beautiful runs up all the way to Lake Rosignol, I guess, and I have gone, driven partway up that, as out as far as the Mersey Lodge. I don't know if there's if you can get north of there on the roads, but I have been that far. In the Medway River, I attempted to drive up one day to, I believe it's Bangs Falls, but the road was just...
road horrendous. Was
just, bad.
Yeah, too.
They are
I
bad.
Had my car, and it was not worth taking the bottom out of the car. But let's talk about those rivers.
Well, the Mersey River has been known to people for like 10,000 years because it was a major transportation river for the Mi'kmaq people, especially those traveling over from Annapolis Royal, because there is a connection of rivers that you can portage and canoe your way all the way across Nova Scotia using the Mersey River. And so that was a very well-known river to the local native people. It was also known to the French as early as 1688. There's a write-up I've read about an early French explorer, again, traveling over using the old trails and portages of the Mi'kmaq people to travel over. And he was over on, came all the way to Liverpool, never even realized, even though Liverpool had been founded in 1604 by Champlain, they didn't realize the connection until this Dumoulier did his canoe trip across Nova Scotia. When they first laid out Liverpool and laid out the Queens, they didn't call it the Mersey River. In Simeon Perkins' diary, they call it the Liverpool River. And it had that name for many years, and I cannot find why it changed
and
over.
And sometimes it was referred to as the Great River.
The Great River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be one of the wider rivers in the area. So I really can't tell you, like, before this date it was the Liverpool River, and after that date it was the Mersey River. It just kind of seemed to evolve somewhere around the 1800 to change the name. And I can only guess it's because it's Liverpool on the Mersey.
Mm-hmm.
Not very original. Sorry, Nova Scotia.
I was going to say the Mersey River. Wouldn't that get its, you know, sort of go back to the British roots?
More than likely.
Mersey.
Yes.
I mean, I was in correspondence with somebody in Britain, and I invited him to Liverpool, and he said, and the next thing you're going to tell me is there's a Mersey River in a place called Milton. And I said, yep, there's both.
There is.
We've had visitors from
Liverpool.
From Liverpool, England, because of the Liverpool and the Mersey River. Yeah.
They come to check us out. Now, the Medway River, I'm afraid I don't know its early Mi'kmaq name, but again, it was another river that the Mi'kmaq people used extensively to travel. It did not have the same connection all the way across that the Mersey River has, but it was very well used by the Mi'kmaq people. When Port Medway was founded, again, at the very beginning of our settlement, Medway, it was named after a place in England, in southeast England. So therefore, I'm assuming that the Medway, just to continue, well, this is Port Medway, and the river that goes up from it is the Medway River. Mm-hmm. So that one's not a very exciting reason, but it is how it's got its name.
And today, the Medway is certainly a great fishing river.
A lot
of salmon, I guess, in there.
Yes.
And because you see the anglers in the summertime out there, and there's, I believe, a Medway River Salmon Association.
Yes. There is.
Been formed to protect the river, to protect the ecology, and that's great, because you don't you don't want to lose these pristine bodies of water.
Absolutely.
You go to other places, and all you see is you can't swim here because of the pollution. There's no fish, there's no nothing, and we're very, very lucky that there's people that care about.
And the Medway River is actually internationally known as a salmon river. Two of the more famous people that have came to Queens County to fish at that river. One was a baseball player from about 30 years ago called Bill Lee, or Bill the Spaceman Lee. And
I remember him.
You remember? Yeah, you remember Spaceman?
Spaceman Lee.
Spaceman loved us. He used to come and visit us quite often. And another one is, there was an actor who you may remember as James Bond, named Timothy Dalton, and he was here filming another movie, and he discovered the Medway, and he's often mentioned how wonderful a river that is. So we are internationally famous for our Medway River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And now we're going to move from rivers to brooks. And there's a brook. Now, here's something this is brand new to me. Linda's going to give me an education again today. Hell's Chain Brook. Where the heck was that?
Up by my house.
Well named.
A meeting place for witches and ghosts and goblins.
Okay. I got a few people I could send your way.
Yeah, Hell's Chain Brook. You can see reference to that brook in Perkins' diary. And so I'm assuming, I have no idea who named that brook, but according to old stories, that brook, there always seemed, okay, so that brook, I live about 10 houses past the overpass on the west side of the river. And Hell's Chain Brook is just a couple of houses up from me going towards Milton. And if anyone remembers Max McLeod, who lived there on the river, Hell's Chain Brook runs right in front of Max's house. Anyhow, you can see reference to it in Perkins' diary, but the old story from the old historians said that apparently it was a place that people were afraid to walk by at nighttime. No one ever went up that side of the river past dark because they felt there were strange things going on there and ghosty things. But also they seemed to believe that it was a meeting place for witches, ghosts, goblins, and bad sorts that I'm sure back then, you know, superstitions were a lot stronger than they are today. But regardless, it carried the name of Hell's Chain Brook, and I thought it was a pretty cool place, and I'm glad to say I live there. Yeah, so.
So you go out and hang out at night? Or
Halloween. Yeah, ooh. Halloween. Yeah, so that's where, yeah, that's Hell's Chain Brook. Crazy name, but I don't know what would have happened at that spot that made people suspicious that something was going on, or, you know, stories start somewhere. So something happened up there, and that it got its name and stuck, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it certainly is, and there's lots of real interesting history, and next week we're going to hear some more. I mean, we're going to start off next week with part four of Places and Streets, because we've sort of carried this one around for, the first week, we thought we'd get it done in 1 week, and then the second week, and now we've run out of time in week number three, and we're still going to talk about places like Fort Point, and we're going to talk about some other stuff next week.
And then rocks,
and then we'll even add on to some other stuff. So thanks for listening to the History Vault. Linda, Kathy, and I'll all be back next week. I'm Dan McLaren. Thanks for listening to QCCR.